Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. We have the ratings information from Sunday's game. 30.8 million viewers for Chiefs and Bills. It is the fifth best game on Sunday on CBS since they have been covering the NFL since 1998. Big time views for Chiefs and Bills. I think we all knew to expect that. I'm actually a little bit surprised that fewer people watch this than watch Chiefs and Eagles earlier this season. I guess it makes a little bit of sense. A Super Bowl rematch. Excuse me. But that game got 33.4 million viewers. This got 30.8 million viewers. Nonetheless, we knew it was going to do a massive number. It did a massive number. Chiefs and Bills, 30.8 million viewers on Sunday. I want to play a little bit more of the national conversation that has been around the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is Colin Cowherd talking about the game on Sunday.
Buffalo, don't pat yourself in the back. Howie Roseman's already made a move. Go upgrade wide receiver. Go upgrade wide receiver. You beat him. It doesn't mean you're going to beat him in January.
Well, we saw that Buffalo did not improve at wide receiver. They are the same team today that they were on Sunday when they went up against the Kansas City Chiefs. There are a couple of overarching questions that hover over the National Football League. For example, who's going to be the one seed in the AFC? Only one team gets the bye week. Only one team gets home field advantage. And all of those teams just feel super bunched up. You can make a case for four different teams being the one seed in the NFC. So that is going to be a question that we are going to ask ourselves from now until the end of the season. How real are the Indianapolis Colts? How real are the Denver Broncos? Those are a couple of the questions. But I think the biggest question of all of them is, can Buffalo prove it in January? We just don't have the answer to that. And we're not going to have the answer until January. Buffalo is going to make the playoffs. They're going to be a team that wins 12 or 13 games, possibly is the one seed, and more than likely wins their division. We know all of these things about the Buffalo Bills. We've seen all of these things before when it comes to the Buffalo Bills. But you know, if you are going to get out of the AFC and you're going to represent the conference in the Super Bowl in San Francisco, then you got to beat Kansas City at some point. You got to put your own work in. No one else is going to beat them for you in the AFC, and then you're going to have a random AFC championship game. It's almost become their birthright to go to the AFC championship game. So you know at some point, if you want to get to your final destination, you got to go through Kansas City. So all of these regular season wins and accolades and awards, they're all fantastic. But that is the biggest question in the NFL. Buffalo appears to be Kansas City's equal in almost every single sense except when it really matters most? And eventually, are they going to be able to walk through that door and come out on the other side? I want to play for you guys what Stephen A. Smith had to say. He doesn't think there's any chance that the Chiefs miss the postseason.
You got Andy Reid there. You got Mahomes there. You got Travis Kelce there. You got Rice and Worthy and Thornton and these brothers. I think they'll be just fine. You got a defense that, you know what, they're not shabby. They're not awful. We know this. This is not the Cowboys. This is not the Bengals. It's just a break here or there. And usually when it comes to a Patrick Mahomes, more breaks will go his way than go against him. I'm not worried about the Chiefs like that at all. You want to have a discussion about the NFC, the AFC West, I get that part. But in terms of them missing the playoffs altogether, no way in hell do I believe that's going to happen. I expect Kansas City to be one of the seven teams in the AFC in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even begun to let my brain think about the Chiefs missing the postseason. Now, let's see how these next two games go. They got the Colts. They got the Broncos. Those are two of the best teams in the AFC. Let's see where the Chiefs stand after that. But I've not allowed my mind to go to the place where the Chiefs potentially miss the postseason. It's also important to note, their schedule really, really lightens up in December. Now, sure, you play Denver, you play the Chargers. I mean, you got to play teams in your own division. But, I mean, you get the Raiders again. You get Tennessee again. You get Houston. It lightens up a little bit as opposed to you are currently in a stretch where you are playing the three best teams outside of yourself in the AFC. One more cut I want to play for you guys. This is Rex Ryan talking about Buffalo, talking about the Chiefs.
This team was built to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And when I look at it, and we've talked about it before, Andy Reid's the only offensive line coach that doesn't like to run the ball.
Oh my gosh.
To me, it's set up. Buffalo is outstanding in pass coverage and with the pass rush they got with Bosa and things. So it plays right into their hands. That's why I took them to win, because I know Kansas City's not going to run the football. Look, Buffalo can't stop a nosebleed when you run the ball. Kansas City doesn't do it. They're built for Kansas City this year.
That was Rex Ryan on ESPN's Get Up with his thoughts about Chiefs and Bills. Did a big number, 30.4 million viewers. We're going to be joined by Joshua Briscoe here coming up in just a bit. Before that, Rob, you usually do a really good job of finding stories and putting them into the folder and making sure that we talk about them and making sure that I see them. You do a good job producing this thing. I'm looking through our folder and there's one local story that, oddly enough, has not been put in the system. Did you guys hear what happened at Worlds of Fun? Have you heard this story, Rob? So there was a group of people that were riding the Mamba, the big ride, the Mamba. Well, it sounds to me like a little girl's, her seatbelt malfunctioned. It didn't properly work, whatever it was. This little girl could have died on this roller coaster. But there were people that are around her that just held her down while on the roller coaster to make sure that she stayed on there, making sure that she stayed safe, and she was able to walk off of the roller coaster. Now, you guys always get on me about being too soft to get on these roller coasters, and oh, you gotta live a little bit, and you gotta, why? Every month, I can find you a story where something goes terribly wrong on these things. I'm keeping my feet right here. Some people, their job in life is to be the person that jumps in the fight. Some people are the peacemaker. Some people are the hold me back guy. Some people in life, it is their job to hold everybody's belongings while they go get on the Mamba. That's where I come in. Hey, you need me to hold your wallet for you? I'm happy to. Go off. Go ride the Predator or whatever that ride is called, Prowler. Go ride the Zambezi Zinger. There's only like two or three rides I'm getting on at Worlds of Fun. I'm getting on Fury of the Nile. Rob, they still got the Fury of the Nile? They still got that?
Last check, yep, still got Fury of the Nile.
Okay, I'll get on Fury of the Nile, and I'll get on the Monsoon. I don't know if they still got the Monsoon, but I'll get on the Monsoon. You know what it is? One drop. There's no oop-de-oop. There's no nothing. There's you go up, you go down, ride over. Great. But I got to ride this whole thing that's doing twists and turns and the seatbelt don't work. Oh, no. No, thanks. Those people should have turned on the plaza lights. Those two people that saved that little girl's life from the Mamba, they should have got to turn on the plaza lights.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.